A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Dragoncast. Home of House of the Dragon. Gather your small council, send out your ravens and call in your bannermen. I'm Hand of the King, Jamie East, here to guide you through the insane world of Westeros and beyond.
Hey Dragoncasters, it's Jamie here. This is part two of the season 8, episode 6, Game of Thrones rewatch, The Iron Throne. Part 1 was the episode before, so if you haven't listened to that, this is going to make absolutely no sense to you whatsoever. So I suggest you go back and start with that one. If you have listened to that one, well then I'll shut up and we'll just pick up from where we left off. I mean, the whole Daenerys death made sense. But
yeah,
the Drogon thing was just a bit silly.
But the fanaticism did get dialed up, and I do think, yeah, you miss the insight into her a little bit this season.
Oh, Claire says that actually he Drogon's flown to Valyria.
Right. That's going to take so long.
They mention it later, back to Valyria. They said, Steve, thank you, Steve. Katie Michelle Shiver says, Drogon looks so small now compared to Vhagar.
Yeah. That's so true. The House of the Dragon dragons blow these ones out of the water. Yeah. Also, just shout out anyone that is watching with us.
Yeah, there's quite a few. People are finding the the reflection in the Nick Cave picture helpful.
Yeah. Let us know so far, like, anything that's you've enjoyed more, anything you've enjoyed less.
Yeah.
I found some of the shots, some of the way they've been shooting this first half, just really, very, really impressive.
Very pretty, yeah.
Arya turning up out of nowhere at the top of the stairs. Didn't remember that.
No, I didn't remember that at all.
John's literally like, what are you doing here? She's like, hello, it's my thing.
But we are still kind of like 50 minutes in. We've still got another 40 minutes of this show.
So the episode's really split into two halves.
Yeah.
Before Daenerys, after Daenerys.
They liked doing that, didn't they?
Like, yeah, yeah.
They did it with the... Okay.
Because it's only been really 3-4 characters so far.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're back. 48 minutes in, if you're late.
So... Drogon's just flown off with Tyrion. So
Daenerys. You all right?
I'm having it's been a long day.
The hot weather.
What else is there to happen?
Well, they sit around the table and invent democracy.
That's 40 minutes of that.
Yeah, that's why people didn't like the episode.
I get it.
Because it's just the next order of business. Oh, no. Oh, I think Tyrion does a big speech, doesn't he?
No, I fail to. No, I will not have that. Tyrion.
They can't sentence him because
Tyrion doing a big impassioned speech. His beard's grown about an inch.
Who is John in charge?
So, who organised all of this then?
Also, where's all the ash? Were they too far away from all that?
They're in the dragon. It's just the dragon pit now, right?
Yeah, but it's just next to King's Landing, isn't it?
It seems to have cleared up a bit. Well, we've not really been told.
Okay.
So Tyrion's just come out of jail into the dragon pit where he's faced with Brienne and Sansa. So everyone's here now. This must be
A
few weeks later.
I bet they're going to say, sorry for keeping you for so many nights. Yeah, they'll do something to. That's why.
Again, I'd completely forgotten that.
Someone's had to draft that seating plan.
Someone's had to CGI out a water bottle.
Yes. Is that in this bit?
Yeah.
all the gang's here.
And he's looking around, he's going...
Gendry, he's done well for himself.
Yara. Looking around.
The Prince of Dawn, this is a funny thing, because they forgot to get anyone else in after... No one can agree on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yara's got a point, though.
Yeah. I'd forgotten that Grey Worm was just in charge of everything.
Grey Worm is now, the king.
The king. Speaking as someone in a t-shirt and trousers on a really hottest day of the year, looking at Bran underneath his blanket and furs in his wheelchair in that heat is making me feel ill.
The sweatiest crotch in Westeros. Jon Snow cannot go free. It's not for you to decide. You are not here to speak. Oof. I don't remember him being so awful.
No.
We don't
have a king or queen. You're the most powerful people in Westeros. Choose one.
You're the most powerful people in Westeros. Choose one.
This has been something that's come up a few times this season. Tyrion has been saying, let's have a system that doesn't rely on inheritance.
Yeah.
The Ironborn have one. The Night's Watch have one.
So I was just going, okay, choose one then.
I love that after all this in...
Edmure Tully. Go on, son. Shoot your shot. This is Tom Wamsgans.
He is the Tom Wamsgans.
Does he just get cut off straight away?
Sansa's like a dick to him.
Veteran of two wars. I like to think my experience has led to some small skill. Sit down, Tully. And
you know, I want to stand up for Edmure here. He was involved in the War of the Five Kings a lot. Laughing.
Yeah, he was. But that's Carl.
It is.
Tom,
yeah.
Going, you fucked it, pal.
You fucked it, pal.
Great. Character.
She's they've got his dick in their hands and he's not got anyone's dick in his hands.
Yeah. We have to choose someone. Why just us? I love him. Do you know he was the guy in Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Yes. Yeah. Waymar Royce, his name is something
the
Royce.
The guy in the bar with a bottle of whiskey. Samwell inventing democracy here. Listen up.
I love this. They're all like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What? You mean like a vote?
They haven't even got... Little Robin Arryn as well. He's grown up. He's had
plenty
puberty.
Of bitty.
Plenty of bitty. I don't know who that guy in the middle is.
No.
I
the people hate me for serving Daenerys, the other half hate me for betraying her. Can't think of a worse choice.
Who's that?
There we go. This is where everyone goes, we're going to find out who it's going to be. What?
Nothing to do but think these past few weeks.
Past few weeks.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Steve's made a good point.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, everyone on that council knows John's true lineage. He's still the rightful heir despite his crime. The people of King's Landing would have seen him as a hero.
They would.
After what Danny did. Good point, Steve. Good point.
I think he should have been made to be king as a punishment because that's the last thing he wants. Mm. Him going up north, having a lovely time in the woods, sort of giving him what he wants, isn't it, really? Mm.
Stories.
And who has a better story
than Bran?
Oh, God. Broken.
Broken, that's it.
And who has a better story than Bran the Broken?
Do you think he's like, I saw this coming?
I think, well, he must have done.
Or do you think he's like,
that's why he's had his hair done.
This is the one thing. At this point as well, people have stopped asking what the Three-Eyed Raven is. Yeah. Do you remember in season 7 when people are like, Bran has visions. You know, when you say like, your great-grandma has a migraine.
Yeah.
I feel like no one, like, does Brienne know what his visions are?
No.
Davos must...
There must have been like a collected, like, right, this is a big debrief.
Yeah. Davos would be like, you've got to be fucking kidding.
There's been some TikToks doing the rounds. Have you seen it? There's been some viral videos gone around.
Sansa points out that he can't have kids. Tyrion points out that that's not been working well for anyone, having children inherit wealth.
True.
No Nepo babies in Westeros.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I love how there's an unspoken moment where Tyrion was just making a suggestion to save his own life.
Yeah.
And now he's telling everyone, now he's anointing a king.
Yeah.
Like within 20 seconds. Fair play to you, mate. That's how you do a speech. Bran's not said a word.
I know. You don't care about power.
And that's why you should have it.
I ask you now, if we choose you, will you wear the crown?
Go on, Isaac.
I just don't think he'd be able to focus.
It's just like some.
He can see.
Sire, we have to sort the new tax legislation out. I must go now. It's
like, I'm currently in 7 brothels mentally. Mentally, I'm not here. I'm fascinated to. I mean, I don't think this is in the books at all, but like. What? How they got to this point? Who is like, that
he
man?
Like, he looks like a Mormont. No,
I was gonna say about the Prince of Dawn is that in season 6. Ilaria Sand kills all the people, she, you know, Doran Martell and all the, and they just never got round to like, just, what happened to those lot? And so we hear in season 8,
just have to plonk some
these out. Whispers of the new Prince of Dawn. No one actually says who his name, what his name is.
Never named. Just put in one of the most, but the Martell, one of the most pivotal scenes of the whole thing.
The Martells are all wiped out, so he must just be.
Sansa making shooting her shot now. So they split Westeros into two then, don't they?
Yeah, and the north is bigger than all the other bits, I think. As it was for thousands of years. I still think this is a bullshit argument.
Mm.
Everyone was like, yeah, you should have your own sovereignty.
Mm.
Like, what would she have done if he'd said no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the show still was really trying to give Sansa this, like, boss moment. And this was, like, she's quite cocky in a way that I don't really think tracks or makes a lot of sense. But, fine, the North is separate. I don't know. That becomes Scotland. Westeros has its own Scotland, essentially.
Yeah. Lord of the Six Kingdoms has just been announced. So, anointed. So,
there's a lot of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
The problem with Bran getting the crown is that he doesn't display any emotion. So it's a bit like... Oh, Tyrion's going to be the Hand.
Yeah. And I don't want to be king. Tough shit. I thought I was wise, but I wasn't. I thought
I knew what was right, but I didn't. Choose Sir Davos. Choose anyone. I choose you. You cannot. Yes, I can. Oh. I'm king. This man is a criminal. He deserves justice. He just got it. He's made many terrible mistakes. He's going to spend the rest of his life fixing them. He's not made that many mistakes, has he?
And he's never...
He was a really good...
Really good hand to Daenerys.
Really good in...
Master of coin.
Acting hand when Joffrey made him do that in season 2.
Yeah, and...
He was good.
And surely Tyrion's one of the few people that's never really done anything through spite or vindictiveness. Has he?
No, I hate the way that they're like, you will fix all your mistakes. His mistake was not... getting Daenerys killed soon enough. But they have to make it feel like a punishment, I suppose.
Yeah.
Bran is going to have... I'm sorry. I would hate to work with Bran. He is going to have no crack.
No.
Because he's always going to be doing something else.
There's going to be no free pizza on a Friday.
It's like, you know how you talk to someone... If you're like watching telly with someone and they're like on their phone. Mm. And they're just not really engaging. Mm. He'll be like that times a million.
Yeah, 100%.
Beth
saying, I hope that isn't in the books. Unreal JDV says, Bran will conjoin with the Heartswood Tree in King's Landing Garden and rule for 1,000 years or not. Claire says, Sansa was always going to be the Queen of the North, probably. Do you think that was just lip service so that there was a woman in charge?
I do personally think the show was really trying to work to overcome some of the
criticism,
palatable treatment of women in the show.
Yeah.
I don't think it's undeserved. I just think it really comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, were saying in our watch through that, like, all she did in Winterfell was walk around saying, if they haven't got enough grain, tell them they need more grain. And it's like, I just think the job is a bit more senior than that.
Yeah. As Christina says, why aren't the other lords saying they want their own kingdom too? Especially?
Well, like, I would, yeah. If I was Waymar Royce.
Dorne, if you were the prince, you're right. If you were the prince of Dorne, you'd be going, hold on a sec.
Dorne was the last one to bend the knee.
You take the north, you've got all the rest of it. We're way over yonder.
Also, the big point... Here we go, we're back.
There we go.
Oh, honestly. John's now got a beard.
John of Nazareth is
back. This is me in lockdown. Kit looks terrible, doesn't he?
I don't know, he looks quite Arquette season.
Mm. He looks like everyone in East London that goes on holiday to Greece with their fisherman sandals.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, like the leather strappy ones, like the gladiator sandals.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like those, like the Birkenstocks. It does seem right that he gets punished.
It does.
It does, I think. He did kill the queen.
But I think he can stop beating himself up.
I do. Yara was like, we swore to the queen, mate, you've been on a fucking boat on the Iron Islands while this has been going down. You can pipe down.
You were flirting with her, Yara.
Yeah.
That was all you did.
Yeah.
It It must have been mental filming this episode, though, for the actors, after all that time.
It's finally the end.
Have we seen, like, people's last shots? Did that?
I think they were quite coy with it, actually.
John Tyrion saying goodbye.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Oh, sequel.
2 years as Hand of the King would make anyone want to piss off the edge of the world.
They're all going their separate ways.
That's it. The gang's, the band's splitting up. There he goes.
Really interesting shot, that, going down the steps. I've never really seen this bit before. Or is this where Jamie fought Euron? Near the dock that goes into the castle?
Maybe. So he's not gone back as Kings of the Night, King of the Night's Watch, though, has he? He's just gone back as a knight. Has he been demoted way back?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because they...
Because that were two knights that picked him up, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brothers of the Night's Watch. So he's got his... taken the black, he's got his black cloak on and everything.
But you'd kind of expect him to have some kind of seniority going back.
Do you know what? The last person you want joining the Night's Watch is someone who was the manager.
Yeah.
He will micromanage the exactly. fuck out of that place. Tutting. Well, when I did it,
yeah.
actually, we stood to the left.
Tutting under his breath.
He would be the worst... Grey Worm not happy.
He's not, is he?
I mean, I understand that.
All the men have boarded, so that's the Unsullied going back to...
So what...
Where do they go then?
The Isle of Narth, which is where Missandei is from.
Oh...
But he was the commander of all the Dothraki, all the Unsullied, all the everyone that Daenerys had liberated.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he went that easily. You know, and insurrections have happened under less
than
that. Yeah,
but he was not... Grey Worm was never really about that, though, was he?
No, but at the start of that scene at the Dragon Pit, he's like,
yeah.
Fuck, you guys can't just be king.
Yeah, true.
Love this, though, the Starks.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh. Are we on? The North is free, thanks to you. Spin-off, John needs to have a son and he takes the throne in the end as the last surviving heir.
Ooh. Well, there is a Jon Snow spin-off in production, isn't there? Or in development.
They've been through the mill, haven't they, the Starks?
Yeah, they have a good relationship. A good sort of... They've been through it.
They need to work on their fashion sustainability, though, don't they? Because Sansa's outfits have changed every scene. I love John and Arya.
Yeah.
What's west of Westeros?
I don't know.
No one knows. That's where all the maps stop. That's where I'm going.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now she knows who she is, she can go.
Yeah.
She can travel.
But also still the most tantalising... story that you want to follow.
I just think, though, I'm like, God, you know, if everyone out there is violent and dangerous, you are going to get killed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, true.
What if we go to uncivilized society? But
great music here.
Yeah. I thought she'd go with him. I thought they'd go to the north together when I watched this.
Yeah.
Bran, emotional as ever.
Really getting into the spirit of it. Go on, make a gag. Crack a gag.
You were exactly where you were supposed to be.
Bran saying you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So Bran knew that all this was going to happen.
Hmm. I wonder if it's like Doctor Strange in Avengers where he can see all the potential things. Yeah. So he knows which one might happen.
Yeah.
But he doesn't force the issue. Ooh. One of your lights went down.
Yeah.
There we go, three Starks. Oh, this is the... Yeah.
Oh, this is the...
Brienne's not said a word this episode.
No, she's not had a single line yet.
So she's going through...
So Barristan Selmy's in there, the book, the...
Is it the White Book?
Is that what it is?
And it's all the Kingsguard, members that served. Sort of Wikipedia of its time.
Now, this is what I think I've kind of like half imagined. Does this have the Game of Thrones written on there?
It's called A Song of Ice and Fire.
That was it, yeah.
So Brienne is updating the book
for Jamie's.
For right. Jamie to but make
she
sure.
She changes it though, right?
I don't remember.
Doesn't she. Captured in the field at the Whispering Ward, set free by Lady Catelyn Stark. So she kind of like tells
She's
the whole
kind
story.
Of putting his whole story in there, good and bad.
Yeah. Just like a journal.
I feel like
events.
Everyone seemed to get a page and she's kind of gone...
Took River Run, outwitted the Targaryen forces. So she's literally shining him in his best light.
Everyone gets a page and she's like, Jamie's going to have 7 pages. And she's going to say every single thing that ever happened to him.
The most beautiful cock I've ever seen. And then the bastard left me. Yeah, so she's kind of changing the script a bit now, isn't she? I think that's what happens.
A big thing on the show is...
Died protecting his queen.
Yeah.
Escaped imprisonment and rode forth in attempt. No, she's...
She looks like she's making this up as she goes. If you make an error, they don't have Tippex.
Yeah, and it's good handwriting.
But she's making sure that everyone knows everything about him. Yeah. Good and bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if I needed that scene, to be completely honest.
No. But I'm sure that we see the Song of Ice and Fire written.
Isn't
in the front
it,
of it?
Maybe Sam calls it that at the end?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
It's really on the nose.
So this is. Okay. I like this throwback scene where at the table where Tyrion is the first to sit down.
And. Because, yes, yes.
Because in all of the. When Tywin was there, he was always the last one in.
Yes.
And there was always cross about where
and
to sit.
And he moves the chairs around a bit, yeah. Doesn't he? It's funny because it's just in a bit of a grotty old chamber, whereas in House of the Dragon, it's like a very beautiful room.
Oh, they've got the pool balls. And
the marbles, yeah.
But also,
this is like,
how is that the only, how is that room still intact?
I know. Well, it must. Maybe they've have to use a much more, less glamorous one because it's further underground. Or
it's the same room though. That they was
is
always
it?
In. Yeah. 100%.
Is it in one of the towers? Maybe Drogon didn't smash that side of the castle.
Must be.
It looks like it could even be the Hand of the King's chambers or something. So Bronn is on the king on the council. Sam is now the maester.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Terrible title.
This is like Boris reading the Partygate report.
Do you know what it reminds me of when Sky. When they put out that documentary or that drama about COVID, and it was
with Kenneth Branagh playing Boris.
Yeah. Get to fuck. I don't want to watch that. Still in the pandemic. Anyway.
I know a story about that. Don't believe you're
mentioned. Tyrion's what? Not mentioned in the history books.
It is like a COVID inquiry.
Mm.
Isn't It's like, who's coming for some flack?
This feels like it's kind of beamed in from another show to me. I love it though, but it's a bit weird. He's giving Charles Xavier vibes just because of the wheelchair.
Yeah,
to me.
He is, isn't he? Brand's in the room. I do like Samwell's cloak. He does look like a Jedi.
Yeah, he does. He's not qualified for that job though.
He's already done it. First meeting.
So Podrick's got.
I forgot he got knighted.
He's got a gold cloak as well.
He's Kingsguard.
Yeah. What's Bronn's job title? If anyone knows Bronn's job title, please remind us.
Because
I thought, is he Master of War or something?
No, because
Lord of High God, Lord Paramount of the Region, Master of Coin. Master of Coin.
He's the new Littlefinger. In full, my Lord Hand. Good. Time to start incurring a new one. We have hungry people to feed. Can we expect some assistance in this regard? Indeed, we can. Lord Davos, we have an armada to rebuild and forge to repair. We have. So.
He's Master of Ships.
Yeah. So they're just trying to pick up. Yeah, we don't need the bro chat, do we really?
Mm-mm. I do want to watch a series that is just them fixing Westeros.
Yeah.
It's basically Parks and Rec.
That would be good. All the best brothels burn down. The Master of Coin is willing to fund reconstruction. So Bronn wanting to build the brothels, slow pan out.
Oh, I was going to say, is this how it ends? But it's not, because we see John.
John going off, I think, into... But... There's the crack running through the map. Look.
Oh, that's a good detail.
Yeah.
Well, so this isn't in a chamber then.
No, this was in... That's in the actual Red Keep, so it's a miracle it survived.
Mm. Well, that's where all the rubble was. They must have cleared it.
Must have cleared it up. So here we are, back at the wall. God, this angle is so unflattering to me.
Manning the wall when there's no walkers.
Yeah.
It's like going into work on a bank holiday.
Yeah. But he goes beyond the wall, doesn't he? Doesn't he?
He does, he does.
How does he do that then? Does he just go...
The gate is still intact because they came through the burnt hole in the wall. So he must just go through the gate.
Oh, Tormund. I forgot Tormund. So is it Eastwatch?
Oh, is he?
Well, that's where... Wasn't Tormund at Eastwatch?
Yeah, maybe he came to meet him. It looks like Castle Black.
Yeah, that's Castle Black, isn't it?
Tormund must have been so bored.
Eastwatch got destroyed, didn't it?
Yeah. What do you think Tormund's been doing all the time?
Drinking that fucking horn full of yak's milk. Or
yeah. God. Fade to black.
I don't know about you, but I fancy a bit of a break in which I will listen to some wonderful adverts from some wonderful advertisers.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't remember any of this.
I don't remember Longclaw, no. So I think he's made an arrangement. That's Needle.
Arya's off.
Cersei putting on new bodies.
Not Cersei, she's dead.
Oh, God. Sorry.
What are you like?
Sansa.
Everyone's getting to work.
Yeah. New dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good. Is Arya's on a ship, isn't she?
Yeah, she's off. John's off. Little montage of the Starks, I guess.
Yeah.
There's nice. Sansa. Looking very much like her mum. Mm.
Arya with a little Harry Potter scar.
Yeah.
From the Night's King. The Night King.
She's just off on the biggest gap year anyone's ever had. No responsibility.
Yeah.
Just vibes.
See, find some kibbutz somewhere some nice pot.
This is not a popular opinion. She should have married Gendry, had a nice life.
Yeah.
They had a good, you know, when they hooked up, they had chemistry.
Yeah.
She's not going to find that. She's not going to find that across the west of west.
Has Sansa got someone to keep her warm at night?
No one. I don't know who she's going to.
There was no real inkling of anyone, was there?
No. Theon, I thought.
Little
but then
does she know that Jonas of the House Jonas is just around the corner.
Joe of House Jonas.
I find it wild. Haven't they got two kids now?
Have they?
I think so.
So these are all just wildlings and waifs and strays.
But there's John's people.
Yeah. It looks like the entirety of people that go to Download Festival.
Yeah. I forgot
he lost an ear.
Yeah. Ghost.
Interesting that he's the only one that really kept their wolf.
Kept the wolf, yeah.
Arya's is away somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Been away since we saw her once, didn't we?
In season 7, she got reunited
told her to leave. Arya looking over to the shores, the adventures to come. It's your last shot, Maisie. Make it count. Jon and Tormund.
So I don't think it is clear. Here she goes. Sansa gets a crown.
Yeah.
Very discreet.
Nice crown. It is a good crown as well.
Oh, has that got Tully fish scales on it, like from her mother's house?
Yeah.
On one side.
It's a good crown, actually, isn't it?
I love how she's like...
It's the richest that House Stark's ever looked.
Yeah, but I love that she's like, right, I'm going to get my crown, sit on my throne. You're in a big village hall, basically. Yeah.
Arya looking over the horizon. This is it, guys. This is it.
It's kind of interesting because I think it is made clear. What?
What's it's that? Hold hands. This is it.
Sorry, I'm holding the right. I thought we were shaking. It
7 months of rewatch has led up to this. It's a salute.
I don't know. What are they going to do? Do you think they're going to restore all the villages, or are they just...
What he's going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a bit like End of Battlestar Galactica, really.
I never watched it.
Haven't you? Interesting.
Never. Look at, there's loads of... Oh, do you think it's all the wildlings returning north of the wall?
Yeah, it must have been.
So he's almost like helping rehouse them a bit. I don't know.
Surely they can't have had all the wildlings with them.
No, I think it's just a few of them that returned there after. Yeah.
Oh, shoots of grass coming through, little sign.
Oh,
there.
That's nice.
A bit like in...
Oh, up, there's children.
And no, in Wally. There's children. I reckon he was a White Walker.
Yeah.
He was one of the actors that played a White Walker, I'd say. If you spotted that fact, fans, one of the wildlings walking back from the wall.
And the gate closes. The
gate closes behind him. He does a little wistful look behind and says, I'm fine with that. I'm where I need to be. I'm Jon Snow.
He's just going to disappear.
In the snow.
Right.
Longclaw's eyes are orange.
Mm. There's going to be no one, right? Is that the idea, that he's just going to disappear? They're never going to find him north of the wall.
No. Enough people there to kind of, I guess, repopulate?
It's interesting, because I think on a rewatch, I don't find any of that stuff with the Starks particularly poignant. And it's all beautifully done, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's really hard to end.
Is there only one horse there?
I know, that's so cheeky. He's like, I brought this one from home.
There's like old people.
Children.
Give up your seat for a pregnant lady on the bus, Jon Snow. There we go.
Wow. Round of applause for Game of Thrones.
Well done, Game of Thrones.
I thought that is really beautiful. Really beautiful episode. I feel like, in contrast to the first time I watched it, I feel like I liked
it more.
The first half more, and the second half less. Whereas I think when I watched it the first time, I found...
You like your chat, don't you? Yeah.
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 What were your thoughts?
It was fine.
It doesn't hit you here as much, does it?
No, because it's not we haven't got that finality of
the big
of like we're never going to watch a new episode of Game of Thrones again. But I don't know. It could have probably been 20 minutes quicker.
One of the things that I think is interesting with Game of Thrones is they felt, rightly or wrongly, everyone gets a send off.
Yeah.
Brienne doing right by Jaime is something that, like, I feel like could have been implied.
Yeah.
Like, rather than...
Yeah.
We
that's
need.
A good point. Look,
what if we see her write it out? And I mean,
and we see Podrick, you know,
because I think Brienne's a really interesting character to me, because she is amazing.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn Christie, we do not deserve her. She's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's weird how she became such a central part of the show when, as we could see, she had no big relationship with any of the characters to the point where
no one really owed her anything either.
Lesser down the chain than a lot of the other characters. So it's interesting how they go, what's Brienne doing? What's Podrick doing? You know, I could have happily not known.
That's just fan service, isn't it?
I think that's why it's as long as it is, because they sort of,
have to do all those bits.
You know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I loved the idea of them forming the new council and trying to fix things. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But I thought that first half was really powerful.
Yeah, no, I did enjoy. I forgot about all the shots and how tyrannical it looked, and the whole episode looked phenomenal.
Yeah, it really
like,
did.
Just really did. Looked incredible.
What can we see? What some of the
let's have a look and see what people have been saying.
Loads of comments. Holy shit!
We have had lots and lots.
Thank you everyone for listening along and watching, and that's been really good. And just checking in with us because it's sort of. We wouldn't be doing it if there wasn't anyone to do it for.
What have we got here? Stephen Goddard saying, is that the room the same as the ones the council meetings happened in House of the Dragon? The continuity has been pretty good. If I remember rightly, the council room is in a separate part of the Red Keep.
Okay. Well, the only thing I would say to that is I only just noticed as of that scene that it's next to the bit where there's the painted mural on the floor.
Yeah.
I didn't know the council had meetings in there.
No, that's a different one. That's in the kind of courtyard bit, isn't it?
But in there where we see...
I think that was just another, maybe.
Another floor mural?
Maybe. Maybe it's just a bit of decor.
Do you know what? If you hired a painter to do two floor murals in Westeros,
yeah,
I would just think they would be the most inconsistent...
True.
Cowboy. You know, like when you get cowboy plumbers and you're like, you've done this all wrong.
Yeah.
Taps are upside down.
Stephen also said, do you reckon health and safety stopped the use of the bull things at those council meetings after Sir Criston cave mate his head in?
Yes, yeah. Probably almost yes. Like, so right. I don't know if we talked about this when we were doing House of the Dragon, but when I interviewed Paddy Considine for GQ, we spent about 4 hours together. And sometimes when you interview people for long periods, I like to go off the record and I like to take breaks because it can be quite draining for them. And one of the things he said, which I kept out because it wasn't said on the record, but I'm going to just tell people now. I said, look, I've been meaning to ask someone, what is the deal with these marbles? And Paddy said that it was one of the things they decided right away in the first episode, that they'd have these marbles that they'd put in their slot as a sort of an attendance thing. And he was like, by episode 5, we realised it didn't make any fucking sense. But we'd filmed it in all of them, so we had to keep doing it. And I just thought that was so funny that it's like an idea that they thought, what if they have this kind of...
It's just like an aesthetic, like the Doctor is in kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly like that. But it did... Because it's like, but you can tell who's not here because they're literally not sitting in the fucking seat.
Is Viserys here? No, his ball's not here, but I can see him there. Yeah. No, he's not here.
There's no way for it to be like, but his ball's there, but he's not sitting there.
Yeah, he's not here.
He's dead. So yeah, they must have removed it, or that maybe they moved meeting rooms quite often, because I guess eventually on the show we have different hands of the kings.
Yeah.
Tywin had them in his personal chambers, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe the infrastructure wasn't there for them to move the marbles around. Yeah. But what else are people saying?
Christina said, I'm going to miss these rewatches. Yeah, we will too.
Yeah, it's going to be weird not rewatching it with you.
JM Anderson, thank you for the last 7 months, Gene. It's the end of an era. No, absolutely, it has been. It's been fantastic.
In hindsight, I think we should have done every single episode. I just think, like, what?
That would have taken so long.
I know, but I just think like...
10 years of programming.
And at the end, you and I would go north on our horses and just leave the world behind.
I think we did well. Maybe
I think it was...
You know what? Maybe at some point, just for when we're feeling nostalgic and reminiscent, maybe we'll go back and pick one of the episodes we didn't cover.
Or what we might end up doing is like going through our like 5 favourite deaths on the show. Or we might do our favourite like... deaths on the show, or we might review
do our favorite deaths on the show or something,
our favorite murders on the show, you know. But there might be ways for us to jump into the universe without meticulously going through it.
And look, let's say we've only got about a year before House of the Dragon season 2 comes back. I need to rewatch that.
Oh my god, we should do a rewatch. You know, we should do a House of the Dragon rewatch next year.
In the run up to it. Beth saying it ends well, but it's still not a good episode. There were better episodes in season 8, but
well, you know, at the again, just to, that's a good point. I reviewed this at the time and I gave it 5 stars, which ever since I did it, people were like, that's a crazy thing to do. I think the episode, if you take all the other context of like all the other episodes away, I think that's a great way to end all the stuff that came before. Like, if you think of it as like, you know, you get the script, you've got 90 minutes, this is the outline, this is what we need to do. I think it works on that level.
Yeah.
But I think, I think you're right. I think a lot of the, it just feels weird in places.
Yeah.
But it's so big. And I think that when Game of Thrones got really good, it was the scale of it. And I think as soon as they started scaling it back down towards a conclusion, that's when it started to feel weird.
Yeah, because for all, but that's the problem a lot of shows have, is that they expand and they get so massive and massive and massive, and then they realise that actually what people want from an ending is that to say goodbye to the people.
Yes.
You know, they just want to say goodbye to the characters, and actually the circumstances rarely matter.
I thought what was interesting though, you know, we've just watched Succession's finale, and that is obviously four seasons. It's a lot neater and a lot more agile, but like, they did that felt like all part of the same hymn sheet, didn't it? Like, it was, there was references to season one.
Yeah.
All the clues were there. And I do think with this, I kept thinking, you know, there's no mention of Ned in that episode, no mention of Catelyn.
True.
No mention of a lot of things, really. A lot of the stuff was in looks and in exchanges, and there's a lot unsaid. And I guess sometimes I think you could say, I certainly feel like that doesn't feel like the same show as the pilot that we watched.
No, God, no. Yeah. But that's a decade.
And, it is.
And also...
It is.
I guess that's the problem a lot of businesses have when they become successful so quickly. It's very difficult to scale up.
100%.
You know, and that's the problem that Game of Thrones had. It's like, we need to spend a lot more money on marketing. We need to spend a lot more money on the making, on the, on the salaries, on the actors. Yeah. And so, you know, the pilot just looks awful.
And then you go, well, we're paying...
Because that was what, a £6 million episode?
Yeah. The cast, the principal cast got £1 million per episode in season 8. So that's John.
That's six.
Tyrion.
John, Tyrion, Cersei.
Daenerys. Cersei and Jaime would have got paid for that, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think Sophie and Maisie got a mill. I think Sansa was, I'm sure Sansa was on like 850 or something like that. So when you start to rack
that's why
it up.
She had to marry Jones, yeah. Brother. She needed cash.
Well, because she didn't want to do any more work. We all saw that Apple TV show she did. The dinner just got stuck up the mountain.
I didn't see that. What was that?
Well,
that Showbiz, folks.
Was it? Oh no, it was Quibi. She did one. She did a show on Quibi. Do you remember Quibi?
No. How's Quibi?
Oh, just said the word Quibi like, about 50 times. It was that streaming platform.
Mubi kind of thing, is it?
It was that streaming platform that launched, and it was 10-minute episodes of things. It launched in 2019, and then it sort of blew up like about 5 weeks later.
I was there when they first invented Mobisodes for Lost in 24.
I remember the ones for 24. But Quibi, it was like everyone's going to watch telly on their phones.
Yeah.
And there was this...
That was it, wasn't it? People are going to watch telly on their phones. They're not going to watch hour-long programs on their phones. Turns out, we are.
Yeah, no.
Quite happily.
A show, if people are looking for some Quibi content, there's a show that I think it was Rachel Brosnan, or I think that's her name, who's in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay.
It's a sort of like Twilight Zone-y show where she's a woman who has a golden arm, and it's like... Not a comedy, it's a drama.
Oh, right, okay.
And her arm is solid gold. You should Google it. It's the most awful thing. Anyway, Sophie Turner did a show for them where I think she was stuck up a mountain.
Fine. She probably still there.
Yeah, very expensive show. But, you know, House of the Dragons is not going to be like that. It's going to be shorter, quicker.
Yeah. So, well, writer's strike. And also, we're not really discussed it. In fact, maybe we'll talk about that when we come back off our break and kind of like, set it up, but the whole thing, I'd read stories about that the reason they supposedly cut it short was because there's a battle where they need two toddlers to fucking have a sword fight or something. Am I imagining that?
I haven't seen that. I've just seen like, I've seen,
and there's a storyline in the book.
Yeah, well, there's like, a fight club, isn't there? And we saw in season one.
That's right. Yeah,
all the children have their teeth filed down.
That's right. Maybe it's something. Like that.
I can't wait for House of the Dragon. I tell you what, I would say as well. We were really in on House of the Dragon. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably... I really want to watch it again. Like, I think I'm like...
You ready, are you?
Yeah, well, Rob wants to watch it.
Ah, well, there you go. There's the real answer. It's under the cosh to watch House of the Dragon again. Maybe we could do that.
I think, though, I just think it was so good.
Yeah.
And it really... I mean, we thought that at the time, but...
John's saying a million quid an episode, not a crazy amount. Cast of Friends are on far more than that 20 years ago.
That is very true, but then they would be, and
there's only
they'd
six of them.
Yeah, but they'd be getting paid for 22 episodes a season.
Yeah.
This was just six.
Yeah, fucking hell.
But then there's more people getting paid. It's a lot, though, isn't it? I mean, this is...
Richard, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll finish on this last question from Richard, which was, who's your favourite character if you had to pick one?
In the whole season? The
whole of Game of Thrones. You can pick one main character and one rando.
My favourite main character is Cersei.
Okay.
I think she was the most interesting, unusual, always kind of made sense. Like, I just found her the most compelling.
Okay.
Who was your favourite main?
I'm going to go Tyrion.
Mm.
I think Tyrion just, he had a lot of the best lines.
He did. He had a good journey as well.
He had a good journey.
Cersei, I feel like they dropped her
on
the head in season 8 and didn't know
what
to do with
her. I like Dinklage's performance, which is great. So that's the main character. Have you got a bit?
Mine
was in that episode.
Who?
I'm going to go for Edmure Tully.
Oh, he's great, yeah.
Just because he's just such a... But I can't remember the actor's name, and in fact, we've almost certainly...
It's Tobias Menzies.
Tobias Menzies, who's in The Crown as Prince Philip, was he?
Yeah, and he's in this new Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie,
okay.
You Hurt My Feelings, which looks amazing.
And he's just got a brilliantly... I've never met the guy. I don't know if I ever will or not. He just looks quite dim, but brilliant with it as well. Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean that as an insult, but he can play dim really, really well.
Yeah. I was supposed to interview him many years ago for Red Magazine, and he pulled out. I was really gutted. I think he's great. My favourite sort of like lower tier, I really liked Roose Bolton. I felt like he was someone, and you said that the guy playing him is terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, you met him.
He came on Thronecast.
Michael something.
Oh,
the thing I loved about Roose Bolton, though, is that guy who played him, he knew that what that guy had for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just felt like that character, like, he was so fleshed out for a small character.
Yeah.
And again, I just felt, you know, I loved the thing about Thrones, they get all of these, that older guard, like these sort of theatrical actors to do these parts. That would be mine, I think.
And it's like, that's a really good point. Theatrical actors, playwrights, comedy writers writing drama, you know, it's something we've seen from Succession as well. It's like, it's not difficult. Just get people who are really fucking good at their job.
Yeah, give a little shout out to Joe Dempsey, who plays Gendry.
Yeah.
Because I
love Joe as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely great guy.
And Jacob as well. You got there, mate?
Oh, man. He did really stuck. He was in 5. Well.
And then he came, then at the end of that, when did he have his hit with Bloodsport? Was that after this?
During, it was 2014.
Wow. Yeah.
That's when I first interviewed him. That's a really good record, actually.
I'm just record.
Disappointed he doesn't make music anymore, but he's now in that vampire show, isn't he?
Yeah. And he was also subject to what I thought was going to be my greatest ever tweet, but actually just got completely lost in the ether.
What happened?
Here's when he came on Thronecast. At the entrance of Sky Studios, there is a giant, the figures of Monsters, Inc.
Right.
So I took a photo with me and him, stood next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was, Sully, Unsullied, me. Not a fucking like.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, right?
Oh, that is a shame.
Thank you. That's it, gang.
That's it.
That's it. Dragoncast V.1 is done.
Yeah.
We're going to take a month off.
A month.
I think. I don't know. I can't work out what week that works out at, but
no.
I'm not going to specify a date, but around a month. We've got some plans.
We have some really cool plans that we'll talk about nearer the time.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. But it will. Maybe we could like leave them with the new name.
Hey.
We're changing the name. And there's a reason for this. So, and the reason is quite simple. It's because it's a fucking nightmare calling something Dragoncast and
then talking about
other shows. It makes life quite complicated.
And last week's episode, we did like a bonus episode that was kind of a bit more loose and a bit more light. And we were talking about all the things we're watching. That's going to form the backbone of the next 100% era of the podcast. And then Dragoncast will sort of factor into that.
Yeah, there will still be Dragoncast, but it'll be episodes within.
We're creating an umbrella company.
And we're going to call it The Might Watch.
The Might Watch.
Which we kind of really like.
Yeah. The Might Watch. Because we're going to be talking about everything
that we might might
want to watch.
Yeah. So there we go. So it will still be on the same feed.
That's an exclusive.
That's an exclusive. You've got it. You take that. You take that to the bank. Pop that under your showbiz hat. Phone Neil Sean up.
Yeah. Tote bags will be getting made soon. But yeah, we want to just, I think, because doing episode-to-episode recaps, they're very dense and they're brilliant, but we couldn't figure out one that made the most sense to do next. Also, unless you are doing that with us, we sort of felt like we were maybe narrowing the scope of what we could do. So what we'll be doing each week is checking in, talking about what we might watch, what we have watched, and having discussions about the things that we've seen.
Yeah.
Some weeks you'll be recommending something to me that you've watched. Yeah. Sometimes I'll be doing the reverse to Jamie. Mm-hmm. And then we'll hopefully be having some special guests popping in, telling us about the stuff that they are working on. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's exciting. I think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And then Dragoncast will do deep dives.
Yeah, yeah. We'll still go in on shows when the right show comes.
You know, we can go in.
House of the Dragon obviously is a given. We'll be there. Dragoncast will exist with House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
When the next Succession comes along, we'll be there for that. When the next Watchmen comes along, we'll be there for that. But it's difficult to know when those shows are. It's rare that it's the first season of those shows. Do you know what I mean? Because you have to kind of judge the mood and judge the room. We don't want to be wasting our time kind of making...
One thing I know we're going to want to talk about, which we might have to wait until we come back from our break, is Black Mirror. That's out this week.
Oh, shit, it is, isn't it?
I'm really excited for that.
Mm. Okay.
But I want to wait until we've seen all of them.
Yeah.
Because there's, I think, five or six.
I'll tell you what, that's your homework. You've got a month to watch all of the Black Mirrors.
We'll do then that. We'll That's what we'll do for the first one. We'll do Black Mirror.
I like that. I like that. Maybe we'll get Charlie on. Who knows?
I would love that.
Do you know Charlie? Charlie used to come to the old Holy Moly parties.
Did he?
He did.
Well, can I just clang the biggest clang that I'm ever going to clang?
Clang away.
I was sat on a table behind him at the BAFTAs one year, and he was on a table with Netflix for Black Mirror.
Of course.
And Jimmy Simpson, the actor from Westworld, and he was in Black Mirror, was on the table, and Jimmy
Hang
had...
on. Was this the BAFTAs at... I was... on that table next to him.
Yeah, well, we probably spoke.
Oh my God.
We would have spoke.
I was on the verge, yeah. Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah. But Jimmy Simpson had just done a shortlist cover, so he recognized me. And then he said, because this was the bit before everyone sits down, he was like, do you know Charlie and Connie? Because obviously Connie Hook was there. So I had said hello to Charlie very briefly.
Oh, Charlie's lovely. Maybe I'll speak
but
to
him. We did talk at that. I remember that.
Jamie Sheehan, Netflix, if you're listening. I'll be giving you a call. Right. That is it, okay. Gang. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
For our first live episode, our first episode in person. We'll see you in roughly a month's time.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For tuning in and tweeting and emailing us. It's really, really special that we've been able to do this for the last 7 months.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much.
And we'll leave it with a big old fat...
Dracarys.
If you'd like to get involved in the podcast, just head over to Twitter at @DragonCast_pod or email DragonCast@DaffDoris.com and leave us your Easter eggs, predictions and thoughts on the show. You can also watch this episode over on our YouTube channel. Just search for Dragoncast Jamie East. Any support, whether it's a follow, a share, a mention to your friend on the bus or a tattoo on your backside is very much appreciated. Dragoncast is hosted by me, Jamie East, along with Chris Mandel and is a Daff Doris production. Dracarys.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.